Well, I was yelling in the mic again. Stop that.
Yeah, you're always yelling. I never yell. I would talk with a quiet voice, and you're screaming and hollering so loud that your microphone's over deviating all of that.
Yeah, you know what? This thing's supposed to be set factory at 5. I've got it set at 3 and it's still a hot microphone. I don't know. It's just the way it is.
So why don't you use your 7610 or your 7600 you have?
Oh, there I am. No, I got rid of that. I'm looking for something new. I'm actually really, really hunting for a 775 DSP. That's really the dream radio I want to keep. I want that one buried with me.
I would go up to 7610 and get that one.
You know what? As an upgrade to the 7600, in a heartbeat. No doubt about that. You know, it's just part of the hobby. You get in, you get out, have some fun, act silly, dock yourself out. That's just the way it is.
Okay, well, I'm going to knock myself out by drinking my coffee, so I'll talk to you later, guys.
Okay, don't tip the coffee cup. Have a good one, Randy. Always a pleasure talking to you on this beautiful, sunny, oh, what a beautiful picture of Mount Baker and the sun exactly rising over it. Spectacular. Have a good morning.
7-3.
Hey, Merlin, how long have you been retired now? I'm into my fourth year.
Well, I was on medical leave, so I would probably say a year and a half anyway.
Oh, medical leave. Hope you're better now.
Oh, yeah, I'm fine. I still do odds and ends, you know, little jobs on the side and that. You got to keep the mind active other than Radio Bravo Sierra. Oh, did I say that?
That's true. Okay, just wondered. Yeah, it's a little different when you're just collecting a pension as opposed to working full-time, you know, about half the income.
Yeah, but you know what? There's always something you can work with, you know? Oh, I can do a test with you before the net starts. How are we doing on the input on the GP9? GP9 to Surrey. I'm going to swing the beam to you in a minute.
Okay, I just checked it. A little scratchy.
I think that's roughly where you are. We're on the beam now, on the beam, pointed at the sun.
You're full scale on the input.
Oh, the beam is working. Okay, good stuff. Wow, that's quite a difference from the GP9 to the beam. That's good. I'm glad it's working. We should get some good propagation for the contest today.
Great. You checked me on the input?
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, B7 Charlie Oscar Juliet testing.
Oh, wow, what a big difference. Yeah, the GP9 was about an S4 this morning. However, that could be just propagation. On the beam, you're a solid 20 over.
Cool. Yeah, I'm pretty low power here, too. Great. Thanks for that. I'll get back to my... I'm going to go make some oatmeal.
No, thank you for the radio check. At least I know polishing it up yesterday and putting it on its own self-structured mass made the whole difference. I was going to run it horizontal, but I think most of the local boys are vertical, so we'll leave it vertical.
Yeah, it seems to be working fine.
Yeah, it should be fun. Well, I'm going to use the beam mostly for your territory and out to W7 land.
Right on. Well, I just got my copper Jake ball. Seems to work pretty good.
Hey, it's 1 point. I'll take it during the contest. I'll be mostly on 146-550.
Copy that.
7-3. Have a good breakfast. 7 Oscar Romeo. All this protocol stuff. Oscar Romeo. Oh, my God.
Good morning, dude.
Hi, Eddie. How are you?
Well, I can do the same thing. I'm going to have my oatmeal and my coffee to myself with bananas and strawberries and a bit of raspberries in it, and sure it would taste good.
That sounds good. That sounds pretty good. I just put in, I don't use sugar anymore. I use Sugar Twin. I a couple of those and some honey, and usually a pinch of cinnamon.
I don't use sugar at all, period. I don't even have it in my coffee. It's sure changes because I'm where I used to always be wound up tight as a board, or wound up tight, and I used to crash all of it.
Right. Yeah, so, yeah, I cut out all sugar totally myself a few years back. My diabetes kind of runs in the family, and I'm okay now, though. I just, once I cut out sugar, he said, oh, your sugar level's fine now, so I just keep it at that. Well, I mean, once in a while, I'll have a little bit of chocolate or something like that, evil, you know, guilty pleasures. Anyway, I think there's another contact in there. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's just me. Randy, normally you hit me about an S4, S5 on the input. On the beam, I've got you at a solid 15 over. Big signal, buddy.
Yeah, I'm using a GP1, or that is a GP2 or 3, I'm not too sure. But that's one I got off Albert GTL gave to me, and I've been running ever since.
Yeah, well, if we ever talk simplex, I'll know which antenna to use on you. Have a good one. Carry on.
Take care. I'm going to go get my dinner. What am I talking about? Go get my breakfast.
Case that controls there by now, V70R for an early check-in.
outwardly bully, childish bully.
Victor Echo 7, Mike Whiskey Golf, Market Abbotsford, for an early, early, beautiful, sunny downtown Abbey.
Victor Alpha 7, Sierra Juliet Tango, looking to get into the lineup for an early check into the Rainbow Country Net.
Victor Echo 7, Tango Delta India and VA 7 WAR also would like early check-ins.
And Victor Echo 7, Echo X-ray Charlie Mobile and Chilliwack for an early, early.
Stewart Run, that's the 8792.
VS7 India 4.